For much of the 2024-25 OL season, the North Bay Battalion were teetering on the edge of the playoff bubble. They not only lost some impact players over the offseason but also dealt with significant injuries in the first half of the year, leading to some inconsistent results. The team was 1-3-1-8-3-0 on December 31 after losing their fourth in a row to the Kitchener Rangers. But once the calendar flipped and the trade deadline passed, the troops became a more cohesive unit and started to build some momentum as they marched toward the finish line. They went 1-5-1-6-3-0 in 2025, which pulled them ahead of the Ottawa 67s and earned themselves a postseason berth. Despite the first-round exit to the Brantford Bulldogs in 5 games, the battalion had showcased a lot of pieces that displayed plenty of potential, and now those pieces are looking to make an even bigger impact in the new season. Two of those pieces are Shamar Moses and Inat Bazzi, both third-year forwards who have taken different paths to get to this point of their careers. Moses is fresh off the high of being drafted by the Florida Panthers in July, while Bazzi enters camp eager to show what he can do after an injury-shortened season. The highlight of the summer for Moses came on draft day, a day he says was a whirlwind. "It was kind of a stressful day," Moses recalls. "A lot of nerves working up to it. I had some family over, some friends over, so I was pretty nervous. But once I got that call from my agent, the excitement just hit the roof. It didn't feel real for the first couple of days." Some people might say that just getting drafted into the NHL is like winning the lottery, but for Moses, that sentiment carries even more significance as he was selected by a Panthers organization that has just won back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. "You can just tell when you first get there how great they are as an organization," says Moses. "They really take pride in what they do. You see the culture and it's easy to understand why they've had so much success. Just being drafted by a team like that, it's an honor." Battalion head coach Ryan Olayan says the Panthers found a perfect fit. "He's just beaming with confidence right now," the coach explains. "Florida really believes in him. He's got elite talent, and we kept thinking last year that he was older than he was. He was only 17. Now going into his 18-year-old season, I think it's a time where he can break out." Moses arrived in North Bay last year via trade from Barrie and wasted no time making his mark with 3 goals and 6 points in his first 3 games with the troops, including scoring what turned out to be the game winner in his home debut, banging home a rebound off the pads of Owen Sound goaltender Carter George, 3 minutes into the third period to put the troops ahead 3-1. "I was just excited from the jump," he says. "Getting over here, knowing I was going to get a good opportunity, and to play with good players, it exceeded my expectations. The staff, the city, the fans, I had an amazing year and I just can't wait for this one." Moses finished the season with 12 goals and 48 points. He finished second on the team with 36 assists and third overall in scoring. As a second-year troop, Moses sees his role expanding both on and off the ice. "I think just being here for the younger guys and leading by example," he says. "Even though it's only my first camp with the battalion, I feel like I can bring a lot of knowledge and help push everyone to be better." The battalion are coming into the season with just one current overage player in their ranks, that being defenseman Bronson Ride. However, they have a handful of 19-year-olds including Ethan Procezin, Liram Amidovsky, Nick Wellenreiter and Inat Pazzi. Pazzi has the potential to be a dark horse key to the offensive structure this season. While many longtime observers will have seen the progress he has made over his first 2 years in the OL, his 2024-25 campaign didn't start the way he had hoped. Injured early in the season, the Ukrainian forward was sidelined for months. He suffered the injury on October 11 and didn't return to the lineup until January. "It was definitely not easy," Pazzi admits. "I just had to stick to it, take it one day at a time and work hard in the gym. I couldn't skate, but I could work on my lower body, so I took advantage of that. It made me stronger." When he returned, it took him a little while to get back up to the speed of the OL, and while he produced some points, Bazzi scored his first goal of the season on February 15. He ended up being a big part of a line with Nick Wellenreiter and Liram Amidovsky that I depended on a lot down the stretch, Olayan says. He probably put on about 10 pounds of muscle while he was out. Once he got his speed back, he really started to click. Going into his 19-year-old year, he's on the cusp of dominating. Pizzi ended up getting into 38 games overall during the season and finished with an even the 10th of October 20 stat line. Now going into 2025-26, Pizzi knows what his team and the fans expect, and he thrives on it. I think I just love it that much, he says. I've been playing since I was 2 years old, and I hope the fans love it when I'm out there. I'm not much of a talker, I'm more of a leader who shows it on the ice. Olayan doesn't hesitate when asked about the offensive potential Moses and Pizzi bring. Those two guys can be difference makers for us, he says. They both have that competitive skill we talk about all the time, talent, yes, but also the drive to win. Shamar's ready to break out, and Einat's hungry after missing time last year. They're going to be big focal points for us.